as the extent of former Prime Minister Scott Morrison's many ministerial responsibilities reveals itself, a company that may have suffered material damage because of his captain's call is appealing the decision in the federal court, alleging the former Prime Minister acted with bias. Asset Energy's plans to explore for gas off the Newcastle coast were scuttled when Scott Morrison blocked an extension of the petroleum exploration permit, overriding the then Minister for Resources, Keith Pitt. Now, the company is also appealing to the New South Wales and federal governments to urgently reconsider their opposition to the permit in light of the revelations that Scott Morrison was secretly sworn in as the Minister for Resources, along with at least four other portfolios. Zali Steggall is the independent member for the New South Wales federal seat of Warringah and has been campaigning against the controversial plan to explore for gas 30 kilometres off the coast of Newcastle. Welcome to you, Zali.
Good afternoon. Hi, Andy.
What was the status of Asset Energy's application before the former Prime Minister stepped in?
Well, look, it had already been highly contentious. It was strongly opposed by pretty much the entire communities from Manly to Newcastle because it is a project that comes within 5 kilometres of the coast. So really high impact to economies and environmentally for that area. The New South Wales government had in fact already rejected, and it was a joint approval process between the New South Wales government and the federal government. And the pressure was on the federal government for it to be rejected as well, at the time at which I understand the Prime Minister made himself Resources Minister. Now, what I want to be clear is all the reasons for why this project was and should have been and was rejected stand. Really none of those objections have gone away in light of even this scandal.
Yeah, the former Prime Minister is an unlikely ally in this instance. Why do you think he jumped in? There was speculation at the time that it was a sort of neutralising tactic in the election against you in Warringah.
Well, I think it would be speculation on my part, but my belief certainly was there was a power play going on between the Nationals with the Minister for Resources was Keith Pitt, a Nationals MP from Queensland, not overly concerned about the views of the community down in New South Wales East Coast, and obviously the Prime Minister with a lot of issues that so many of his Liberal MPs had communities strongly opposed to this project for very good reasons. So I always had a sense that it was possible the Nationals were holding out on this project to make trouble for the Liberals, and that may have motivated it. But I think at the end of the day, it's dangerous to speculate because I don't want there to be a question around the correctness in rejecting the proposal.
So therefore, does it call into question the sort of secret nature of the Liberal National Coalition agreement? Labor has been arguing for the agreement to be made public. Would you like to see that too?
Absolutely. I think it's interesting. At election time, there's always a lot of talk around, especially with independents, you know, around what would be the terms of minority governments and things like that. But we have a minority coalition between the Nationals and the Liberals, and there are terms to that agreement, and they are simply never made public. And there were strong inferences during the last parliament that that coalition came at great cost to the Australian public when it came to certain policy issues, in particular climate and emissions reduction. And this portfolio area in particular, and possibly this tussle between Keith Pitt and Scott Morrison around PEP 11, is probably an area that shows why this agreement should be public.
So what do you make of Scott Morrison's Facebook mea culpa today, that he was always acting with the best of intentions, although he does also in that statement say that he may not recall all of the instances that have come to light today?
There was one thing glaringly missing from that statement from Scott Morrison, which was an explanation as to the secrecy. So he's given his justification on the grounds of the exceptional circumstances of COVID, but at no point does he explain why the secrecy. And I think that's the biggest problem, is accountability and transparency are key elements of a good democratic system, and it's what's raised so many questions. It's not unusual for a prime minister to take on specific portfolios, but it is incredibly unusual and unheard of for it to be done in secrecy for such a long period of time over so many key portfolios when it comes to good governance. And it does raise questions around the Governor General's role, the Attorney General's role, and what advice had been provided to the government by the Solicitor General.
So just back to Pep Levitt, I mean, do you think the revelation surrounding Scott Morrison's secret appointment would be enough grounds for this appeal to succeed?
Well, again, that will be in the hands of the court, and I'm not privy to all the evidence put forward.
But do you think, and I guess you would agree, that the environmental evidence stacks up on its own? Would this revelation, if you like, about who is exactly in that portfolio federally be enough to usurp it?
Well, my understanding is you would have to show that the Prime Minister's appointment to that portfolio was invalid and as such not empowered. And I don't understand that, you know, there is any, there is no legal obstacle to a Prime Minister holding a portfolio, whether there is an obstacle around there being a portfolio being jointly held. Again, these are legal questions which I welcome the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Albanese has called for a, you know, legal advice and a review of these decisions, and I think that will be important. What's unfortunate is that it's thrown up this kind of question around the validity of the refusal of the licence, which should really be beyond question because of the environmental and other economic impacts on our coast.
The company says the gas exploration could be part of a solution to the East Coast energy crisis. What's your response to that?
No, I reject that entirely. We have more than enough gas already being extracted. The question is how it's allocated and distributed, and so much of it is going to export. The reality of their project in the current circumstance is this would not be a project that would be up and running with any kind of speed or efficiency that would in fact deliver gas that we need now in the current crisis. What we need to focus on is a rapid transition to renewable energy. It's the only way we will have, control of price around energy, because we know it's by far the cheapest and the most reliable source. So I think that's an opportunistic argument being put forward in light of the current situation in Australia.
Do you think that Scott Morrison's role in Parliament is untenable and he should resign?
Yes, I strongly support Karen Andrews' views, and I think it must be extraordinary for some of those MPs that were ministers of the last government to now find that there was such a level of secrecy in their government and cabinet. I think it's untenable for him to remain a member of Parliament.
Do you think he'll last the week?
I don't know. I think it comes back to his assessment of his position. I think he has brought, you know, there's real questions around his leadership. I think the question of accountability and transparency was always there. That issue, the lack of commitment to a federal anti-corruption commission with clear powers to be able to hold government to account. This is clearly not something he liked. I think he was, there is certainly some Trumpian elements to, you know, some of these things that we're discovering. This tendency of wanting to make himself a presidential style leader and control all the reins, and whether or not he trusted his colleagues to hold these portfolios. It's quite extraordinary to think that he had made himself treasurer but not told the treasurer. It's quite extraordinary.
And we haven't even read the book that a lot of these revelations are coming out of, so it will be an interesting end to the week. Independent member for Warringah, Zali Stegel, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.